From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Sam Rink. Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WILL. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Sam. It's great to be here. September corn in early action is near unchanged, down a quarter of a cent at 441 and a quarter. December corn down half a penny at 463 and a half. And soybeans showing some strength here, up 4 3/4 at 1199 and 3/4. The new crop November contract down, up 4.5 cents at 1199 and a half. And September Chicago wheat down 2 1/4, 672 and a half. And next year, July 27 wheat down a penny and a half at 706 and a half. Looking around at outside markets, oil leads higher. August WTI oil is trading up $2.41 at $81.36 a barrel. Equities, Dow Jones last check down 70 points at 52,482. Oil is kind of leading the way higher, like I mentioned. Iran increased attacks on its neighbors in Iraq and Qatar overnight. And, you know, oil's trended higher really for the last few weeks. A couple weeks ago, August WTI oil was near $67 a barrel. And like I mentioned, we're, you know, 81.36 right now. So that's trended higher. It's not what anyone wants to see at the gas pump, that's for sure. But kind of going with the conflict in Iran, of course, as that's really kind of drug on as, you know, kind of the fatigued market is. Trying to be patient with that one. So futures on the Chicago Board of Trade have kind of deviated from that oil correlation we saw earlier in the year back in March, April, May. And so it's really kind of been following the wheat. The wheat market has led higher and has kind of pulled back here. We saw signs of that yesterday in the middle of the session and then seeing that here today down 2 cents, live quotes right now on wheat. More on that in a second. We did get some really nice, impressive export sales this morning, 12.49 million bushels of new crop soybeans to China, 9.49 million bushels of new crop soybeans to Mexico, and another 4 million bushels officially reported to unknown, which we would potentially suspect, speculate as China as well. Really good evidence of some of this forecasted business to China with our soybean exports. Wheat conditions had been overbought and kind of due for correction, so it's not entirely surprising to see it pull back here just a little bit, down 2 cents. And we saw that yesterday. We closed down about 23 cents off the highs of the nearby September contract. And the rally has really stemmed from previously, the rally has stemmed from escalations between Ukraine and Russia as their Ukrainian drone force and Russian counter-drone force has attacked ships. So there's potential for limiting of exports out of the Black Sea region, and that's, you know, added a premium to price. In addition to that, the European Union geography, that whole region has had a really brutal summer with excessive heat, limiting supplies there as well. So, you know, if you're a producer and you had great yields here in SRW country in the Midwest, and we're obviously avoiding a lot of that conflict. Probably should be paying attention to this rally. I'll just leave that at that. Corn and soybeans have tagged along for the ride and trended upward really for the month of July. And, you know, really if there's old crop bushels out there, I think you should be thinking about targets to get that cleaned up, to get out of that and get your cash flow here and focus on new crop. New crop marketing, we really think you should be mindful of quick ship premium opportunities. There's some really strong basis levels for really that first week of harvest. And then after that, once harvest happens, basis drops everywhere just as the new supply becomes more available. But we do think harvest could be a rather wide event just because the planting here in Central Illinois in some areas was, you know, pretty much a 3-month event of planting. So a wide event in planting will probably be a wide event for harvest. So could be some basis opportunities really throughout. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. Temperatures look to moderate next week, not quite as hot. And kind of it's drier next week, you know, I guess bad news for those wanting rain, but cooler. So we'll take the cooler temps. I hope everyone has a great weekend.